He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play and wins it for three!
Curtis to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena and the WPI Wrestling Team Tournament. Pause for our national anthem. In conjunction with the NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the AAA semifinals featuring number 3 Thomas Jefferson and number 2 Franklin Regional. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg, Dacia Skolnekovich directing here at Peters Township, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Our two teams are the last two unbeaten dual meet teams here in the WPIL. Thomas Jefferson is making its first ever semifinals appearance. Franklin Regional was here for the second straight year and sixth time overall. Our coverage of the WPIL AAA Team Tournament is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. The AA tournament wrapped up just a bit ago here at Peters Township. We'll look at those scores, take a closer look at our matchup when we continue on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Earlier today in the AA Final Four semifinals, Burrell over Quaker Valley 55-13. It was Derry 46, McGuffey 21. The AA Championship match went to the defending champion Burrell Bucks 33-27 over Derry. McGuffey winning third place, beating Quaker Valley 44-21. All four of those teams had already qualified for the upcoming reformatted PIAA team tournament. Not so in our dual meet and tournament Final Four here in AAA. The winners of the semifinals clinch state tournament berths, and then only the winner of the third place match advances to the 3A state tournament bracket. And the reformat includes preliminary and first round matches taking place on Tuesday at home sites across the PIAA. WPIL third place finisher will wrestle the City League champion at the WPIL Champions Gym, and then the winner of that match will wrestle the WPIL champion. WPIL runner-up will head up to District 10 and wrestle the D10 champion on Tuesday. Only the first-round winners, not the preliminary winners, but the first-round winners advance to quarterfinal round action at Altoona. That's scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. How the teams got here. Connellsville, the one seed, beating Shaler 57-12 and Kiski 52-22 in the four-team grouping on Wednesday. Number 5, Norwin. A 41-23 win over Kanemak, then the one at Bethel Park, 32-28 in the closest of the quarterfinals. Thomas Jefferson at home sweeping their four-team pod, beating North Hills 55-14 and Trinity 39-33. And the two-seed Franklin Regional, comfortable win over Moon, 54-11, and then beat number 7 North Allegheny, 37-23. These are the last two unbeaten teams alive in WPIL dual meet wrestling. We're going to start at 172 pounds. We'll go there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
And we are set to get underway. Wrestlers are presenting. We're going to start at 172, which for Thomas Jefferson is right in the middle of their, really, the strength of their lineup where they would like to be maybe at a different place and get that momentum rolling, but they're going to start halfway through. Bodie Marlowe will wrestle here at 172, taking on Jordan Perks. Marlowe, the top-ranked 172-pounder. The Jags certainly would like to get off to a great start here with the ranked wrestlers at 72, 89, and 285. Quickly a takedown for Marlowe. An escape, near fall, and another takedown, and Marlowe trying to stick Perks to his back. Half Nelson in deep. And now trying to fold the left arm to the chin. Marlowe just simply chest-to-chest pressure and gets the fall in 39 seconds. Bodie Marlowe, winner by fall in 39 seconds. Thomas Jefferson, 6. Franklin Regional, nothing. We go to 189 on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Zach LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson comes out for 189. He'll be joined by John Montgomery. Six nothing. Thomas Jefferson with the early lead, the three seed leading the two. Michael Laddick, the head coach for the Jags, and Matt Leiby, the head coach for the Franklin Regional Panthers. Short drag worked by LeBriar, and he's got the takedown, up 3-0. LeBriar now kneeling down on the left thigh, and now at the knee. That's a pain infliction. No pain, no gain, they say. LeBriar folds the far arm across the chest, picks up on the near knee, loses the far arm in the process. A minute to go in the first. Stalling warning against Montgomery. 2-on-1 tilt attempt by LeBriar. Can't finish that off. Able to roll Montgomery all the way across, but not able to get the near falls out of it. And now LeBriar going to cut Montgomery loose. Escape awarded. Pretty late in the process there, but 30 seconds remaining first period. LeBriar working a 2-on-1 tie on Montgomery's left arm. Drops to a leg. Trying to pick that up. Turn it to a dumble. Montgomery across the back trying to pick an ankle, and LeBriar dumps him to his hips. Got to get the arm up around, got to get his head up, but still can't get his leg free. Final seconds here in the first. No takedown awarded, and now the fall is going to come. 1:59, no even takedown awarded. LeBriar just rolled Montgomery up on his shoulders and stuck him there. Zach LeBriar, without getting the takedown, gets the fall. 12-0 Thomas Jefferson. We go to 2:15 on the WJPA Sports Network, and we come right back.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Thomas Jefferson's Trent Miller to take on Henry Patz. 215 pounds. Miller bumping up from weighing in at 189. Patz doing the same. And those two guys find their way to the edge of the mat. You do not see no control falls very often, but the takedown was not awarded. It was 3-1 LeBriar when he just stacked Montgomery up. And the only thing that was on the mat then was the shoulder blades, and the fall called at 1:59 by referee Kurt Kesnick. Joe McCara working this bout. Working at the edge of the mat. The moment, Pat's trying to keep Miller pinned there right in front of the Franklin Regional coaches. Great to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, those of you listening in as well, on NFHS and Flow Wrestling. Honored to be bringing you the action of the WPIL team tournament Final Four here at Peters Township's AHN Arena. Pats in on a leg pretty deeply, and Miller on his seat reaches through the legs trying to fight that off, but Pats going to get up on top and get the takedown. 40 seconds remaining in the first. Tight waist. Wrestlers work their way to the boundary. Of course, Thomas Jefferson has Shep Turk, returning WPIL champion, coming up at the 285-pound weight class. Three returning WPIL champions in the Thomas Jefferson lineup. One has already won, Bodie Marlowe. Maddox Shaw waiting in the wings. He'll be in the next to the last bout. 15 seconds remaining in our opening period. 3-0 lead for Henry Patz of Franklin Regional. First time ever to the semis for TJ. Franklin Regional here for the second straight year. Panthers lost to eventual champion Connellsville in the 2-3 semifinal a year ago, and then beat Bethel Park in the third place match to qualify for the PIAA team tournament last year. End of 1-3 lead for Henry Patz of Franklin Regional. Also want to say congratulations to the Thomas Jefferson Cheer Squad, winning the PIAA championship in competitive spirit, the 3A small squad classification. Another PIAA championship for Thomas Jefferson. Congratulations to that squad. The seconds into the second period, Miller and Patz end up out of bounds. Patz chose bottom to begin this second period. Both teams unbeaten in dual meets. Franklin Regional 15-0, Thomas Jefferson 12-0. Patz, and now a stalling call on Miller, just unable to return Patz to the mat. And the two ran off the far edge. So 30 seconds in, a stall call in. Franklin Regional, first place in the Southwest Kickoff Classic at Valley High School. Third at the tournament at University High School in Morgantown. 34th at Powerade, and coming off the Westmoreland County Coaches Association Championship. Thomas Jefferson, tournament-wise, been getting better each tournament. 12th place at Beast of the East in right before Christmas. 9th place at Powerade, an impressive showing for the Jags at the outstanding Powerade tournament right after Christmas. 2nd at the Midwinter Mayhem at IUP, and then a powerful showing at the Allegheny County Championships, winning that title. Escape for Pats gives him a 4-0 lead against Thomas Jefferson's Trent Miller. Two working over at the edge of the mat, far side. A lot of folks coming together to make it possible for us to be here. Our broadcast sponsors, the NFHS and WPIL corporate partners as well. Certainly appreciate that. Those on with us, to our broadcast sponsors who are on with us today, those that have been with us along the way during the dual meet regular season. A little scramble late here in the second, and another stalling call against Miller for backing away from Henry Patz, and that's a penalty point to make it 5-0. 1 second to go in the second. They'll just stand there. We'll go to the third. Pats of Franklin Regional leading 5-0 after two, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Trent Miller chose top position. He got legs in, but got way up over the top and just slid up over. Pats gets the reversal. Then the escape for Miller. It's 7-1, wrestling neutral. Only takedown of the match belongs to Pats. That in the second minute of the opening period. And once again, Pats driving in, and Miller trying to find a way to dig his feet in, but not get exposed. Pats grabbing the right arm and trying to reach an arm around the waist and stay in bounds, and he can't do it. Don't get a fresh start. And Pats quickly back to the middle. Miller taking his time and backs out of the center circle. And we talked about this in the double-A action. That center circle, when new mats come out, that center circle for many of them is just going to disappear. Takedown awarded to Pats as Miller just ends up head down. That's a long time to wrestle here with a 9-point lead for Pats. He has not been able to turn Miller under, but a reversal, an escape, a penalty point, and two takedowns to build this 10-1 lead. Miller crawling to the edge of the mat. Boy, he's just hunkering down, head down on his elbows, and about to get called again. Matt Leiby a little too close to the action, was standing up on the bench and actually was on the mat. And Joe McCara telling Leiby, you got to back up with this new rule about the inbounds. Either wrestler having a point in a point of contact inside the line, and unless somebody's touching something, a wall or bleachers or something like that. Impressive 10-1 win. Major decision for Henry Pass. Franklin Regional's on the board. It's Thomas Jefferson 12, Franklin Regional 4. We get a 285 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Shep Turk presents for Thomas Jefferson. Elisha Daugherty bumps up from 215. Turk up around the head, gets a takedown. He flattens Daugherty out, unable to get to the cradle that he was trying to get to, but Shep Turk with a quick 3-0 lead. Turk trying to get to a power Nelson. Actually laying at the moment his entire body weight on top of Daugherty. And the fold and arm, not exactly sure what Turk's trying to do with that. Reaching over the shoulder to control the wrist. Now he loses the opportunity for a power Nelson. So goes back one way, then the other. Daugherty draws his base back under him. 1:15 to go in the first. Turk flattens him back out. Three nothing lead for Shep Turk. Folds an arm onto the back now. Daugherty broken flat to the mat. Referee Kurt Kesnick telling Turk, you got to do something with that, but you got to do it legally. Turk goes across the face and grabs him at the chin, just twisting on his head. And I don't imagine that Kesnick going to let this go much longer without maybe a stalemate call. There's nothing Daugherty can do, but Turk now starts to get a little more active, trying to bend the body toward the right side while Turk has the arm. Leg hook, that arm across the back. Daugherty's other arm now behind him, and Turk just crunching down on Daugherty. Pulls the head out of the way. The right shoulder goes down. The left one is down. The fall comes at 1:56. Shep Turk, winner by fall. The Jags, three falls in the first periods in the first four matches. We go to 107. Thomas Jefferson, 18. Franklin Regional, 4. Back from the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to 107 pounds. Bo Fennick for Franklin Regional, 26-3. Zach Rehak, 27-6. A couple of guys ranked in the top five in the Post-Gazette rankings. Rehak right in on a takedown and right to a cradle. He turns Fennick up onto his back. Fennick in all kind of trouble. Somehow the left shoulder blade is just up off the mat. Rehak trying to deal with that. He has this cradle in, not nearly as strong as it was before, but Fennick in a position where all he can do is try to keep sliding that arm. The cradle has been broken, but Fennec in all kind of trouble. Rehak up over the shoulders. Fennec trying to take him all the way over. Rehak stacks him straight up in the air. Rehak trying to get it all, and the fall comes in 44 seconds. Zach Rehak came right across, got the takedown, the cradle, and the pin. Thomas Jefferson, 24, Franklin Regional, 4. We'll go to 114 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Robert Cordova for Thomas Jefferson. Titus Colangelo for Franklin Regional. Thomas Jefferson sprinting out of the gates, up 24-4 through five bouts. Four wins for the Jags, all by pin, all in the first period. Cordova and Colangelo. Colangelo getting a hand to a leg, but Cordova reaches across the belly and to the outside of the thigh to pry that free, and the two go out of bounds. The winner of this match will take on the Connellsville-Norwin winner for the WPIL Championship. The loser of our dual meet will stay right on this mat and wrestle for third place and a berth in the PIAA team tournament. Thomas Jefferson plus 20 at the minute after five bouts. Cordova and Colangelo still scoreless, almost a minute gone. Cordova picking the near ankle and using a cross face, trying to get the Colangelo's hand off his own left thigh. Cordova losing the position battle here because Colangelo's able to improve that to both hands on that leg, and now he dumps Cordova into the mat to get that three-point takedown. For a while, it looked like Cordova had the better of Colangelo on that spinning. Just kept getting better position, better, and then both hands on that leg, able to pull it in and get the takedown. Two at the edge of the mat, 25 seconds to go in our first period. We started at 172. We'll finish at 160. We are in bout number six at the moment. This is where Franklin Regional comes really into their strength. From here up through 145, their best weights. But of course, Thomas Jefferson with a couple of more hammers waiting at the end of that at 152 and 160. Two on one till. Nice roll there by Colangelo. Cordova stacked up, and now Cordova nearly turned inside of that. The period comes to an end. There will be three back points there at the buzzer for Colangelo, and he'll take a 6-0 lead to the second. And the choice is going to be neutral for Colangelo to start the second. Cordova of Thomas Jefferson down a 6 spot. But 6 points ain't what it used to be with the three-point takedown, a possible 4 near fall points. The package move that we used to talk about being good for 5 now is good for 7. And it only takes 4 swipes, not 5 like it used to take. Used to get 2 for a takedown, now you get 3. Used to take 5 seconds to get a three-point near fall. Now you get 2 for 2, 3 for 3, and 4 for 4 swipes. 30 seconds gone, long shot. Hands on both thighs for a minute by Titus Colangelo, but Cordova sprawling back. We've been here before. Colangelo didn't get the crossface this time, though. Has a hook at the shoulder to try to fight this off, and looks like Colangelo wants to come up out of there and get a new shot going. Ducks underneath, grabs the arm, dumps Cordova to the mat, gets the takedown, still has the right arm pulled across the chest. Not ready quite yet to give up on that opportunity, but it's a 9-0 lead now for Franklin Regional's Titus Colangelo. 4 wins for the Jags, all of pin variety, all first period, all good for 6 team points. Bonus points in the Franklin Regional's only win. That was a major decision. Colangelo has a major decision lead here at the moment, plus 9. The two bump out of bounds and going to get a fresh start. A half and a one-on-one ride there by Colangelo, but when he tried to improve his leverage on the half, he stepped his left foot out of bounds, and that was the last thing for either wrestler that was still inside the boundary. 24 seconds to go, second period. Colangelo with a tight waist. Now Cordova trying to turn inside against that, but unable to, and the bar right back in. The wrist trapped, and over goes Cordova. Near fall count. Going to get out. And now out front, doubling up on bars, and Cordova in all kind of trouble. Hurting and pinned. 3:58 the time of the fall. Titus Colangelo gets the Panthers 6 points closer. Thomas Jefferson, 24. Franklin Regional, 10. We get a 121. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Salvatore Colangelo presents for Franklin Regional, joined by Dominic Costa for Thomas Jefferson, and we're underway in bout number 7. 24-10, TJ lead through the first 6. Colangelo with a good shot in on the legs. Now going between the two. Costa able to pop back to his knees for a moment. A little scramble, and Colangelo gets the takedown. Picks up an ankle, picks up Costa, takes him back to his chest. Colangelo, tight waist, bar on the left side. Not really at a place where he's got a lot of leverage with it, just nothing that Costa can do with that arm, fighting that off. Colangelo trying to run the head with the bar, and now they're both out of bounds. It's the second time a Colangelo has lost track of where he was in a good position and gave it up by just stepping out of bounds. Colangelo tight waist in. Costa broken flat to the mat. Thomas Jefferson leading Franklin Regional 24-10. Bout victories are 4-2. TJ. Every bout has had bonus points. We've had 5 pins and a major decision. Forty-five seconds to go, first period. 3-0 lead for Salvatore Colangelo of Franklin Regional. We're at 121 pounds, and again, this is bout number 7. Franklin Regional still has Michael Ruane, Nico Sornick, Max Feierstein, all yet to come, either ranked or on the watch list at the Post-Gazette. Thomas Jefferson has Maddox Shaw and Braden White still available when we get to the final couple of bouts of the night. 25 seconds to go here in this first period. Dominic Costa trying to get out front and peel the fingers off. And once again, back through the legs goes Salvatore Colangelo. He went here twice early in the period to get the takedown. Now we get potentially dangerous as Colangelo had a knee into the calf and was torquing on the heel, creating a whole lot of pressure on the left knee. A stoppage there brings us to the end of one. 3-0 lead, Colangelo of Franklin Regional. We'll go to the second period at 1:21 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to the second period. Colangelo with a 3-0 lead. He is on the bottom. Cradle attempt by Costa, and he just can't even get the hands close together. Colangelo steps over and gets a reversal to take a 5-0 margin. Early first period, or excuse me, early second period. Colangelo finds a way to turn Costa and stick him. It would pull us to within 8. Regular decision would keep TJ plus 11. Arm bar, potentially dangerous situation. Arm out away from the body and the leverage on the shoulder, potentially dangerous. Stopped by Joe McCara. Outstanding high school wrestler for Burl. Burl winning another WPIL team title today. Burl beating Derry in the 2A championship. McGuffey taking third over Quaker Valley. Well, the teams leave the way they were seated and ranked in both the Post-Gazette and the Trib rankings. 1, 2, 3, 4. Burl, Derry, McGuffey, Quaker Valley. 40 seconds to go, second period. Colangelo with the bar, trying to run the head, and now he's just going to twist Costa to his back. Hips right up into the shoulders, trying to shove the left shoulder blade down. Can't get that. Fournier falls, though. 6-point period so far for Salvatore Colangelo. And he's up the margin now to 9-0 late in this second. Angelo really just wearing Costa down. That time he just able to muscle Costa to his back. Awkward situation here. Costa trying to stand up. He can't. He's got Colangelo behind him. Colangelo hangs on and leads 9-0 at the end of 2. Third period when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
We begin the third, 9-0 lead for Colangelo, and he is on the bottom, but not for long after Costa had chosen top. Colangelo with a second reversal of the match, and now working a front package here, and he is just cranking Costa over. Back count nearly goes full. We're going to get a 4-point near fall, and that's going to be a technical fall. It comes at the 4:32. And a 15-0 final score. Tech Fall pulls Franklin Regional to within 24-15. We go to 1:27 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFH Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
We get a 100... We got a 127 pounds, and I'm not sure. We got a little button problem here. 127. Jake LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson. Michael Ruane for Franklin Regional. It is 24-15. Thomas Jefferson plus 9. And again, every bout so far, 7 straight in the books with bonus points. Ruane in on a leg, picks that up. LeBrier has to turn over. Down, knees down, going to give up the takedown. Ruane going to grant an escape. 30 seconds in, 3-1 lead for Michael Ruane. He drops to a leg again. LeBrier trying to cross face off of that. Now squeezes around the chest. Not enough leverage there to try to throw Ruane like he wanted to. LeBrier trying to hang to that leg, and now he's improved his position a little better. But LeBrier completely outside the line. Ruane still in. Ruane trying to pull LeBrier back to a place where he can turn him and get control again. A minute to go in the second, in his first period. We're at 127 pounds. Ruane does a nice job to buy himself enough room to get the arm around the waist, scoot the hips that way as well, and get the second takedown of the match before the two end up outside the line. 6-1 lead. Ruane leads. Looks like he's going to try to ride here. LeBrier tried to sit back into him and roll all the way across. Tight waist and a half at the moment. Now a cross arm does Ruane, trying to set up this 2-on-1. Step off the legs, across his own back. The 2-on-1 tilt doesn't stay long enough to get any swipes. No back count. 6-1 lead for Franklin Regional's Michael Ruane. 15 seconds to go in our first period. Ruane came right out, got the opening takedown, handed an escape, had to fight and work for that second takedown, but got that and has been able to ride in the 30 seconds ever since. 6-1 Ruane after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Caution for a false start on LeBrier as Ruane is on the bottom to begin this second period. Ruane got to his feet. LeBrier down around a leg, and referee Kirk Kesnick going to stop action on a potentially dangerous situation. Ruane like, come on. And Kesnick saying, it was your knee I was protecting. Back into the middle, 20 seconds gone in this second. LeBrier around the waist, the chest, rolled by Ruane. LeBrier goes with him. Ruane reaches up, grabs him around the head, and turns in, trying to scoot behind, going to get a reversal out of this unless, now back around somehow. LeBrier still a hold, but Ruane going to get the reversal to go up 8-1. Working a front package here. Escape down to LeBrier, and Ruane wants to work neutral. Shoots right in on a leg. LeBrier drops, wraps around one knee. Ruane trying to get his hand in around over the head and down around the neck of LeBrier, and LeBrier loses the hold on the leg. Ruane works his hips back and gets the takedown. That's 11-2. Escape, make it 11-3. Ruane takedown 14-3. 35 seconds to go in our second. And Michael Ruane pushing out to an 11-point lead. Now a near fall here. You get the 4 swipes, you end the bout. Ruane folds LeBrier's left arm onto the back. Kneeling on the left ankle to keep that leg pinned up underneath to keep LeBrier from getting out front. And now just a bar across the back. Ruane trying to muscle. Seconds winding down. No near falls. And the period ends 14-3. Michael Ruane in the lead, an 11-point advantage after two. Go to the third period. And LeBrier going to choose top position. So Ruane will start down for the second consecutive period. Breyer comes in, slides right in, and the whistle blows. Ruane trying to, again, reach up and find LeBrier's head. This worked for a reversal in that second period. Now LeBrier going to pop one leg in, but Ruane won't let him get the other boot in on the left side. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com. And the WJPA Sports Network also providing broadcast today for NFHS and Flo Wrestling. Here comes Ruane, dumps LeBrier up over the top. And going to get a blood stoppage. The reversal and then the blood timeout with 1:20 to go in this third period. 16-3 lead at the moment. 13-point advantage for Michael Ruane. Thomas Jefferson scored falls in the first two matches to take a 12-point lead. Franklin Regional got a major to get within eight. A win here for Ruane would get Franklin Regional as close as they've been since then. Coming up at 133 pounds. Cameron Timko will present for Thomas Jefferson and either Lucas Klein or Chase Smith. And then Franklin Regional has Nico Sarnik to go at 39 and Max Feierstein at 45. They're going to try to put together a little bit of a run here and win five in a row or four of five before the Jags get to Maddox Shaw and Braden White to close the duel. This one could go right down to the wire. A minute to go in the third. 16-3 lead for Ruane. Goes to a two-on-one tilt. Shoulders exposed. Couple of swipes. This is going to end in a tech fall. And the near fall is going to end it. And it will be a four-point near fall. It comes at the 5:08 mark. Technical fall 20-3. Michael Ruane takes the team score. Thomas Jefferson 24. Franklin Regional 20. We go to 133 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Cameron Timko for Thomas Jefferson, Chase Smith for Franklin Regional. We are underway. It's a four-point dual meet. TJ at one point led plus 20, but Franklin Regional has won three in a row, and Chase Smith survives a collision between the two. Both Smith and Timko shot at the same time, and Smith ends up with the takedown to lead 3-0. Thomas Jefferson, very young in these lower weights. Analysis by our longtime friend and WPIL wrestling historian, Ken Wunderly. Appreciate your stats. Appreciate your work. Escape for Timko, and he and Smith out of bounds. Get a fresh start. Shot by Timko, and not a very good one, and Smith around the side and now behind and another takedown. Just a little too wild there for Timko and got a little flat-footed, flat-handed and taken down. Timko tried to turn in against Smith. Smith rocks him underneath. One of these two teams in our dual meet going to suffer their first dual meet loss of the year. Legs in around the body. 40 seconds to go. First period. Control up around the head and arms as Smith looking to turn Timko's shoulders to an exposure. And so far, not able to get him turned over. Smith looked up at Joe McCarroll like, did I get backs there? Nope. Or that figure four on the right leg up and just a total control move there by Smith. Timko, belly down. Of course, can't do much with his right hip. Seconds disappear. End of one. 6-1 lead for Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. Connellsville leading Norwin 16-7. They're wrestling at 114 pounds. That's about four weights back behind us. We have blood timeout here for Cameron Timko. Go to the second period. Chase Smith will lead 6-1, but choose bottom position. Timko tried to go right across the face and ends up with nothing. Smith out to the side now. And when Timko loses the leg, Smith gets control, reversal, escape to Timko. And all of that in the first 10 seconds. Timko and Smith find their way to the boundary. .140 to go in the second. Chase Smith has dominated this bout since early on. A couple of takedowns in the first minute. Stalling call against Timko. Shot by Smith. In on one. Works between the legs. Grabs the other one as well. Smith grabs an ankle and trying to pull that out awkwardly, maybe to get a potentially dangerous, but nothing doing there. Can't hang on. And Smith with another takedown, his third of the match. The score goes to 11-2 now. Right leg pulled underneath the body and hooked up there, and Smith exposes Timko's shoulders for a couple of swipes. Has a half Nelson in and now trying to get to the right side to drive that Nelson. Timko can't use his other arm either. Trapped in a one-on-one. Smith stacks Timko straight up in the air. The right shoulder comes back off. The half Nelson driven back in. Timko trying to find a way to roll all the way across in a lot of time, but Timko able to get belly down. Gives up the four-point near fall. 15-2. And if we get another near fall situation, the bout will end either by pin or near fall. Smith trying to step far enough off the legs to work that bar. Timko just reached down and was holding his own left ankle to keep from getting cranked over. Now it's a cradle opportunity for Smith. Shoulders go partway over. One swipe two different times does not equal two. It's like the NFL. You can't tap the same foot twice and get that counted as two. So 15-2, Smith leads at the end of two. And choice is going to be top for Timko. If Smith reverses him, it will end the bout unless Smith takes Timko right to his back in doing so. Leg attempt by Timko, trying to go across the body, up over, looking for that left wrist, cross body ride. Used to see this all the time. Don't see it nearly as often anymore. And now the leg lace is lost. Timko trying to find a way to keep Smith down underneath, and Smith just turning and powering back into Timko, and Timko going to do well to just give up the reversal. He will do that. 4:30, the time of the Tech fall. And 17-2 with that reversal. Franklin Regional in the lead for the first time. Panthers 25, Jaguars 24. Four bouts to go. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Panthers have won four in a row. Nico Sarnik to the mat, fifth ranked at 139 pounds, gets a takedown 15 seconds in against Liam Overdorf, got to a leg. They went to the boundary, and Overdorf just going to be given an escape. 3-1. And here comes Sarnik again in for another takedown, his second. Working a half and a one-on-one. Obviously, points at a premium. And so the half, tuck the head out of the way, stick the other arm. Nico Sarnik trying to get it all here in the opening minute of this 139-pound bout. There's the fall. 41 seconds, the time of the pin for Nico Sarnik. Franklin Regional, 31. Thomas Jefferson, 24. We go to 145 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We get a 145 pounds, Max Feierstein. Caution for a false start to Feierstein right at the first whistle of the match. If Feierstein wins by fall, Franklin Regional will win the dual meet, regardless of what Shaw and White may be able to do later. So, takedown for Feierstein. Escape for Angle, and Feierstein right back in on another takedown. This is a situation that Sarnik went to in the first, in the previous match. A half and a one-on-one, and Feierstein tucks Angle's head out of the way. Has him stacked up, but Angle with enough leverage to go all the way across, and now chest to chest by Feierstein. Picking up on the head, Angle trying to bridge out of it. Shoulders went down once, twice, and now they go all the way down, and the fall comes. And Franklin Regional has roared back to win six in a row, and they've clinched the dual meet, barring a team point deduction. We go to 152 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Maddox Shaw for Thomas Jefferson, Cohen Buccioni for Franklin Regional. Problem for the Jags. They're down 13 with these two hammers left. And we talked about that early on. Will their matches matter? Shaw in on a leg, and he dumps Guccione to his back. Guccione trying to kick out of that. It'll be four back points for Shaw. Escape for Buccioni, and the two end up out of bounds. 30 seconds gone in our opening period. And obviously, instructions for everybody on the Franklin Regional bench area, don't do anything that could cost us a team point. And actually, one doesn't hurt you, two would, because Franklin Regional has the count on tiebreakers. But no, actually one would cost you. Cradle in by Shaw, trying to package up Buccioni. Just over a minute gone in this first period. The fall is called at 1:08. Maddox Shaw, winner by fall. Franklin Regional 37, Thomas Jefferson 30. We go to 160 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place. This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
At 160 pounds, Braden White is a winner by forfeit, and that will close the dual meet. All 13 bouts with the bonus points this afternoon. Franklin Regional wins 7 bouts. Thomas Jefferson wins 6, all getting 6 points for the Jags, but 1 point and 1 win shy of going on to the WPIO Championship. So Thomas Jefferson will wrestle the Connellsville Norwin loser for third place and will have to win to advance to the PIAA tournament. We'll recap our semifinal for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Westmoreland County champion beats the Allegheny County champion in the WPIL semifinals. Here's how it happened as Franklin Regional and Thomas Jefferson square off in the 2-3 semi. Started at 172 pounds. Bodie Marlowe for Thomas Jefferson. Quick takedown against Jordan Perks of Franklin Regional. Stuck him to his back in 39 seconds. TJ up 6-0. Zach LeBrier would double that. He got a takedown, gave up an escape, and in kind of a scramble, looked like LeBrier was trying to set up a cradle, some kind of package to turn Montgomery over and get the 5, 6, 7 points late in the first period. Never did get control, but was able to just shove Montgomery's head out of the way, stack him up in the air, and get the fall at 159. TJ took a 12-0 lead. Henry Patz, with a major decision win over Trent Miller at 2:15. Takedown in the first, escape and a penalty point in the second, a reversal and another takedown in the third to win it 10-1 for Pats. Franklin Regional was on the board at 12-4. Jags back-to-back pins in the first period at 285 and 107, both ends of the weight class spectrum. At the 285, Shep Turk, the takedown 8 seconds in. Late in the first period, he turned Elisha Daugherty to his back to stay. 156 the time of the fall, made it 18-4 TJ. And then at 107, Zach Rehack came out like a house of fire. Quick takedown, and he got Bo Fennick packaged up and finally turned over. Pinned him in 44 seconds to give the Jags a 24-4 lead. But look out. Here came Franklin Regional, and the Panthers win the next 6 bouts in a row. 3 technical falls and 3 pins to take a lead that they could not give up, barring a team point deduction. Here's how it happened. At 1:14, Titus Colangelo pinning Robert Cordova, 3:58 the time. At 1:21, Salvatore Colangelo with a technical fall, 3-0 in the first, 9-0 after two against Dominic Costa, but then a reversal and a four-point near fall 28 seconds into the third period. 15-0 the final score, 4:32 the time of the Tech fall, and it was 24-15, TJ. Technical fall for Michael Ruane, dominant, 6-1 in the first, 8-0 score in the second, the lead 14-0, and then with a 20-3 final score. I'm sorry, it was not 14-0 after. It was 14-3 after two periods. Then reversal, four-point near fall. At 5:08, the time of the Tech fall, 20-3, Michael Ruane over Jacob LeBrier. Another technical fall, this one for Chase Smith at 133 pounds. Tech fall over Cameron Timko. 6-point first, 9-point second, led 15-2 after two, a reversal early in the third, 4:30 the time of the Tech fall, and 17-2 your final score. Franklin Regional had taken a lead up 25-24. Back-to-back first period pins, Nico Sarnik of Franklin Regional over Liam Overdorf in 41 seconds, and Max Feierstein clinched the dual meet, pinning Colby Engel in 52 seconds. Franklin Regional led 37-24. Maddox Shaw with a first period pin over Cohen Buccioni in a minute and 8 seconds, and Braden White awarded a forfeit at 160 pounds to close the duel. 37-36 Franklin Regional. Going to get another break, and when we come back, we'll recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
We had wrestled 8 bouts. Thomas Jefferson had a 24-20 lead. You often hear football coaches talk about X's and O's, but more important, Jimmy's and Joe's. And wrestling, sometimes it ain't about the hammers. It's about the other guys. And that's where we're going to go. Chase Smith is our outstanding wrestler. Chase Smith with a dominant technical fall against Cameron Timko. And his Tech fall gave Franklin Regional a win, and the lead it would not give up put them up 25-24, and that 1-point lead proved to be the difference in the dual meet here this afternoon, as Franklin Regional goes on to a 37-36 victory. And Chase Smith, our outstanding wrestler of the match, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. This match and a broadcast rights steward are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and Flow Wrestling. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIAL, NFHS Network, Flow Wrestling, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. The other semifinal, they're through 133 pounds, so the current bout and three more to go. Connellsville leading Norwin 20-15. That is a 1-5 semifinal matchup. Again, it's 20-15 Connellsville. Franklin Regional will wrestle the winner for the championship. Thomas Jefferson will wrestle the loser for third place and a berth in the state team tournament. Now, the winner of our upcoming third place match will take on the City League champion on Tuesday. That will be at the WPIO champion site. And then after wrestling the City League champion, the winner of that match will go on to wrestle the WPIL titleist. That's all in the state team tournament come Tuesday. Our coverage of the WPIL AAA Team Tournament Final Four is brought to you in part by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly, the WPIL Team Tournament AAA third place match as Thomas Jefferson takes on the Connellsville Norwin loser. Our thanks to the head coaches, to the WPIL Wrestling Committee, to Brian Geyer, Justin Powles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For Director Dacia Skolnekovich, our producer Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament AAA semifinals, it was Franklin Regional 37, Thomas Jefferson 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.